This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour on the Thursday, November 15th version of the DJV program on the air everywhere with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. All right, so Jennifer, let's turn things around and get people focused on something. I didn't ask you whether it was good or bad, but what's up?
Well, I guess it depends on who you are, and we'll see it. This is another twofer trending story. Just a reminder that if you are in Florida or if you're interested in the Florida recount, well, that should be coming to an end. The machine recount should be, the deadline at least, is at 3 o'clock Eastern time today, and officials in Broward and West Palm Beach County have differing accounts as to what exactly is going to happen. Broward says, hey, man, we're done. We're ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll with our results. West Palm Beach, however, says, not so fast. And this comes amid reports that machines were actually overheating in both of these counties.
Oh, boy. This is a disaster.
Now, if the margin of votes is still very small, then it will go to a manual recount, which will be even more of a disaster. So prepare yourself for that. Also going on today, Michael Avenatti. You remember him. He is the attorney for Stormy Daniels, possible presidential candidate. He said he wants to run in 2020. Well, maybe not so fast. And that's because Michael Avenatti was arrested yesterday. Now, he made bail on Wednesday evening. It was, I think, set at $50,000. But he appeared before a group of reporters, and he thanked the LAPD. He said he had no option in denying the accusations in light of the allegations. He said, quote, I've never struck a woman. I will never strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate.
So then why was he arrested on a domestic violence charge?
It's the question. His wife said. Yeah, his wife said that, his wife appeared with a swollen face, essentially.
No, it's not his wife.
It turns out some other woman.
Right, some random woman. Yeah,
he hasn't seen his estranged wife in a while. Right, and so the random woman said, why did you do this to me? And Michael Avenatti said, well, you hit me first, or something to that effect.
Good, big, tough guy, going to beat the women.
I can't conjure a lot of sympathy for, well, look, Michael Avenatti is no fan of due process. He was the one, I just have to remind you, and karma's kind of a bee. He's the one that set up three women to come out against Brett Kavanaugh, who had never even met him, and say
so
all
maybe
sorts
this is
of
retribution,
things
then.
About Brett Kavanaugh, who, things that I don't even think you'd wish on your worst enemy was said about Brett Kavanaugh. And Michael Avenatti was responsible for those women. So, look, I don't know. I think it's really
interesting.
Remember,
I told you the first day we ever talked about him, I looked at a picture of him. He's as phony as a $3 bill. He's interested in one thing and one thing only, and that's Michael Avenatti. He's not helping women. He's out to help himself, and that'll be his constant, the rain, whatever rain
not
falls
unlike
on
a
his
lot
parades.
Of lawyers.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
There are a lot of them just like that. They constantly look for the press and look for, he turns up at the opening of an envelope at this point. He's everywhere. He needs to go away. But it does seem like this is a weird, suspicious kind of thing, though. Maybe this is retribution.
I don't know that this is a setup. What I'm saying is that when you are so fast to deny someone due process that you're going after and you don't let them have the right to defend themselves because you're just convinced that they're going to do it, someday you're going to be wishing for that same due process. You're going to want people not to convict you automatically.
Goes around,
and I think
around.
Michael Avenatti is learning a really tough lesson today.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope he's learning a lesson. I don't know.
Let's back up a little bit to the results of the election. Nancy Pelosi is trying to become the Speaker of the House again. I notice here in one of the local Boston area papers that one of the congressmen from Massachusetts named Seth Moulton is 100%, according to him anyway, 100% confident that he can block he and his pals in the, I don't know what wing, the progressive wing. I'm trying to remember what I know about this guy, Moulton. They want to keep Pelosi out of the speakership. Apparently it takes 20 votes or more to keep her out. And he says they've got 20 votes, so let's see what happens. It'll be interesting. But then
and
we
they do. That's what we
earlier.
Talked about earlier, yeah, is that
well,
she doesn't have...
Who gets
do we know
seat?
Who the next contender is, then?
No, no one's coming
I mean,
out
I'd be
as
fine with someone
opponent.
Else. Yeah, I would,
yeah.
As a she's Democrat, a I would show. Totally... Well, I don't think she's a horror show. I don't dislike I do. Her. I think it's time... We know, Doug. We know how you feel about her. I'm just
thank
saying
you.
I think it's time for some new blood in general. So I wouldn't be opposed to someone else, but I don't know who else is going to take her place. Is there a number two in command that we
no
know of?
No one's come out to publicly oppose her for the role of Speaker, but clearly Steny Hoyer would like it. He's the whip, and they hate each other. Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer are not fans of each other.
No. Nope.
You know, there could be someone new. She had a challenger a few years ago. I don't know. She just doesn't have the votes to be confirmed at this point. So it's odd that there are people who are opposing her, but yet they haven't presented a person who would publicly come out and do that.
Hmm. All right. There are a couple of other people whose names are in the news today that are worth a mention, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Apparently, she's gone back to her chambers. It was last week she fell down, remember? Fractured three of her ribs. She was in her office yesterday afternoon. She missed a court meeting earlier in the day, but she went back into the office. She's 85 years old. Went home after, well, she went to the hospital to have her ribs all taped up or whatever. Test showed what happened. Her ribs were cracked, and then she spent the night in the hospital, and so she's back at it again. Oldest of all the Supreme Court judges at 85.
She said she's going back to her workouts next week.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, so.
She is not going to retire as long as Trump is president.
So. But she's a tough cookie. She's an interesting character.
Sure, of course.
Representative Bruce Poliquin. Poliquin, suing the state of Maine to halt the use of their choice voting system, ranked choice. So you're going to have to help me on this one, Victoria or Jennifer. He, along with three Republican voters, filed a lawsuit in federal court alleging the system violates the Constitution. Maine approved the system a couple of years ago. Voters asked to rank politicians from favorite to least favorite on the ballot instead of choosing a single candidate.
Isn't that what California does, too?
No, we don't rank. It feels that way, but we don't rank.
But a one-party system. Mr. Poliquin argues that he should have beaten Democrat Jared Golden in the second congressional district race there because he had the most first-choice votes. But apparently, under this ranked system, a candidate needs more than 50% of first-choice votes to win outright, and neither of the candidates had it. Golden's campaign called the lawsuit, quote, an affront to the law and to the people of Maine. Of course, because he doesn't want to lose.
Well, if neither candidate had 50%, then how do they decide?
Should have a runoff.
Who won?
How else do you do? Runoff.
But then you're going to just have another runoff. That seems weird. What?
Ranked choice
for your winner.
From what I know of ranked choice voting, it eliminates runoff elections. So I'm not sure what you do when no one gets 50%, but one of the main tenets of ranked choice voting is to eliminate runoffs.
Well, in this circumstance, it hasn't worked very well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the plan
back?
B is. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I saw this and I thought it was worth a mention, frankly. People always say, and I find myself falling into this trap from time to time as well, when I say something about somebody that I haven't supported, well, you know, I really didn't like that. But this is not about that. And I have the business about the fascination with Michelle Obama, there's a certain appropriateness to it. She's gracious, she's smart, she has been a good mother. And I thought what she said yesterday on a television interview was kind of cool. She said her two daughters are thriving after they were and now they are after they got out of the White House. And she said there are three children who helped her daughters. Apparently, both Jenna and Barbara Bush and Chelsea Clinton became very close to these two girls as they were in the White House. They helped mentor them. As a matter of fact, Michelle Obama said that the three always had their backs. That is, her two children's backs. And
That's
a nice acknowledgement.
They're in a club.
I think. Yeah, it is. It's like being president and first families. They are in a club. That's a great way of putting it, Jennifer. They really are in a club. But it's nice to have it acknowledged and nice to know that they have that. I've always thought, I especially the Bush girls were wild Indians, man, until the old lady, the grandmother, sat them down and gave them the old what for, and it straightened them right out.
But weren't they in college already when Bush got elected?
Yeah, they were older.
So, yeah.
And they got into stuff and embarrassed their father, and so Barbara Bush had him come up to Kennebunk, and she laid it out for him, and they never got off the path again. And Chelsea Clinton has always been okay as far as I'm concerned. I always thought she was kind of a cool kid. And smart. So they were good. It's nice. It's loving. It's kind. And it's a nice way to have support. I like that term, I've got your back. Like, I think the three of you have my back. And that's,
we do.
I think you have.
We got
I think
your front, too.
Yeah. All right.
Think for yourself on that one.
I know. You're on an island on that one, Jen. We'll
Next.
Handle tech support. You can handle the front.
Ew.
Next, Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I sound like Steve Harvey on Family Feud. Calotrin! He goes that high-pitched voice when he goes to the answers on the board. That's worth 25 points. Calotrin! Well, Calotrin, never mind the points it's worth, it is the number one healthy choice for you to lose weight. So if you're serious, and we're going into the holidays, and people are going to be serious because they don't want to pack on the pounds like they normally do, do yourself a favor. Right now, if you've decided that that's your mantra, and I don't want you to spoil your Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want you to spoil the parties leading up to Christmas. I don't want you to spoil Christmas or New Year's. But let's face it, we all eat too much and we gain weight. It starts now. So start your program now to keep it in check with Calotrin, known and proven for more than 30 years to promote healthy lean muscle mass and weight loss together, because the main ingredient is collagen, which is 30% of the protein building in your body. It's why when you exercise, you get more muscle and the fat gets used up to make the muscle and it goes away and you lose weight. Simple, straightforward way of losing weight. It's exciting. It's cool. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV, get a 10% deal, 10% off whatever you buy, plus a free bottle after you buy three. All right? It's toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears the Geico, not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Throwback Thursday, music every hour of the DJV program in this portion of the hour. And on Thursdays, we have a review of the top 5 songs from a particular week in music history. This week, we go back to 1964 for the top 5 songs, starting with the Honeycombs and their first of 2 or 3 moderately big hits. This is Have I the Right?
Have I the Right to touch you? If I could, you see how much you send those shivers running.
All right, so I don't want to spend too much time on this one because there are a lot better ones coming up, including the song that was number 4 this week in 1964, Jay Black, the original Jay with Jay and the Americans. There have been 3 Jays. This was the first one. Come a little bit closer. There's something about these guys that I just love.
To dance in my arms, she felt so inviting.
Are still together. The 2 backup singers are on the road with a new Jay. There's Jay Black, Jay Wiener, and the guy that's Jay now, I forget what his name is, but he's not as good as the first 2.
Do they have to have the name Jay? Is that part of
the
job?
No, they just give him the name Jay. Yeah, they find him. The first 2 were Jay, but this guy is somebody else, but not as good as the original. But they're still fun to listen to, with the brass and all the fun. Speaking of fun, why don't you hear this one? If you haven't heard it for a long time or ever before, Jay Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, 19 years old when he sang this song, number 3 this week in 1964, the story of his last kiss from his first girlfriend. She's left this world. Where do you suppose she's gone, Victoria?
That's that super depressing story where she dies in a car crash.
Yeah.
The song.
Exactly.
Eddie Vedder covered it, and it became a big hit for him from Pearl Jam. I hated it then, too.
I was wondering, I know that you're original, but I was wondering why the song was so familiar.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
All right, crank it up, Kara.
Please don't. Skip to the next one.
Our last kiss, I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight, I lost my love, my life.
that. And here, listen to this. Listen to the singers here.
Well, where, oh, where
there's a, there's an eerie bark to the singing. All right, you think that was bad? The next one, number two, from the Shangri-Las. You ever heard this one before?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know this one.
Yeah, yeah.
What year is this? This is 1960.
64.
Was this sort of the end of this kind of sound?
Yeah, it actually was. I'm a freshman in college at this time. Getting ready to try to figure out what I'm going to do in school and in my life. And I started messing around with my New England accent, went to the radio station, and that's pretty much this time in 64 is when I was getting started in front of a microphone. Anyway, this is a silly song, but there are a lot of silly songs. The number one song from this week in 1964 was one of the best for the Supremes, Diana becoming the lead singer. Baby Love spent 4 weeks at number one.
With my heart and me.
Diana. Doesn't sound like this today. She was doing the boom boom with Berry Gordy. That's how she got to be the lead singer of Supremes. Mary Wilson's got a lot, much better voice than she does, but she didn't care too much for Berry. So
that's the story of Dreamgirls, right?
But yeah, right, exactly. Yep, there it is. Top five songs this week in 1964 in the DJB Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, arrested on domestic violence charges. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
According to law enforcement, he was trying to kick the woman out of his apartment when the domestic violence occurred. He calls the accusations completely bogus.
I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work. Today, they had no option in light of the allegations.
He was arrested in Los Angeles and said he expects to be totally vindicated.
The Camp Fire in Northern California now destroying over 10,000 homes and other structures and killing 56 people. Over 130 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Victoria. I'm the V. That is Doug somewhere coughing up a lung, and we've got Kara at our controls in our studio in Washington. Are you all right, buddy? You're making us nervous.
I just had a piece of apple. It got stuck in my throat.
Wow.
So I'm trying to wash it down a little bit. Oof.
Ooh. All right. Well, in some trending news, your buddy Ryan Seacrest is in the news. He was honored at the Giants of Broadcasting and Electronic Arts Ceremony at Gotham Hall. And, of course, Kelly Ripa, his co-host of Live with Kelly and Ryan, was on hand to give him a little bit of a roast. And one of the fun things that she said during his induction, she said he's the youngest ever recipient of the Giants Award. If Merv Griffin and Dick Clark had a baby and Dinah Shore was the midwife, that would be Seacrest. And, of course, that got a big laugh from the audience. And the ID Network's Paula Zahn was also honored that night as well. They both were inducted at the Giants of Broadcasting Electronic Arts Ceremony. And later on, Ryan was spotted with partying after they had an after party at the Polo Bar, which is a popular spot in New York City now with celebrities. And he was spotted partying it up with Regis and his wife, Joy Philbin. So they all had, I didn't realize that, so I guess Regis and Ryan are good friends. And so I didn't know that they really were friendly, but they were all there together.
Yeah, well, I think Regis has kept his connection to the program.
I think he and Kelly are still close,
he and Kelly
right?
are very good friends, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's cute. I always liked Kelly and Regis together. I thought they were adorable.
Yep. Yeah, more so than Kathy, although Kathy, well, Regis got pushed out because of his age. It's ageism. It's age discrimination. There are a lot of people, you know, if I were not on my own, where do you suppose I'd be at this point in time? Excuse me.
Sorry, at a table at the Polo Bar with Regis.
Yeah. You know, I've never been to the Polo Bar.
I have not either, but it's very swanky. It is.
Yeah, right. All right, so here we are. Pardon my, I may or may not make it through. I'm okay now, I think. I had a piece of an apple and, excuse me, got stuck in my throat. I was rolling around the floor playing with Daisy and eating an apple at the same time. All right, so the travel focus, people are now already, even this weekend, there's big travel. If you try to get on a plane, go try to find a seat on a plane going most anywhere, excuse me, from this weekend until the weekend after Thanksgiving, you won't find one. And if you can, you're going to pay through the nose. So then there are a lot of other, excuse me.
Okay.
Well, Kara and I were just talking actually during the break about travel. And both of us saying we're so happy that we don't have to drive, that we can only drive wherever we need to go on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
because flying, I've only flown. It wasn't Thanksgiving; it was the day before, which they say is the busiest travel day of the year. And it is. This was a couple of years ago, and it was everything that you see on the news. The security lines are three times as long. People are just rushing to make connections.
It ruins the whole thing. What's the big deal?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It really is as bad as it's not hype. It's one of the few things in the world that is not hyped. It actually is as bad as people say.
Yeah, I won't travel on Thanksgiving. People say to me, what are you going to do? I'm going to work on the farm. I have a dinner. My sister's invited me to her house for dinner, and that's what I'll do.
Yeah, if you can drive somewhere local, that's the way.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. But driving long distances, every single major artery in and out of any major or medium-sized city will be plugged. And it's just, why? I guess that, you know, I don't get what... Yeah, being thankful doesn't mean you have to get on the road and drive here, there, and everywhere. But if you are traveling, here's a way to choose a hotel room, making it, it isn't just the bed size, it isn't whether it's smoking or non-smoking. The Anglet Arts Hotel, which opened this month in St. Louis, has rooms in four different colors. Rather than assigning them at random, every guest is encouraged to choose a room that best matches his or her emotion. The four options are red, which means you're passionate, green, which is for revitalization, rejuvenation, that sort of thing, yellow is a happiness color, and blue is for peace and tranquility. The color plays a bigger role than just determining the paint on the wall. There are touches of the color theme everywhere in the hotel, pillows, the rubber duckies in the bathroom, that sort of thing. So, if you they ask you, what color do you want when you pick your room? One of the hotel's investors had a son named Angad, who passed away in 2015. The name is a memorial for him. That's why the hotel is called the On God Arts Hotel. The hotel was also retrofitted and used the name as an acronym for their five pillars of service: anticipation, nurturing, graciousness, apology, and details. This is very European. The second word in the name, arts, fair considering the hotel location. It's within easy walking distance of several of the city's premier arts and culture destinations, contemporary art museum, that sort of thing, and the old Fox Theater. Those are cool, man. Have you ever been into any city that had a Fox Theater?
No, I don't think I have.
They are just there.
Is there one in New York? I don't think
yeah.
so. Oh, there is?
Well, there used to be. I don't know if there still is. Most every city had a Fox Theater. It's gone in Boston. I think it's the Wang now, but they've updated it somewhat. But most every city, Buffalo's got one, Detroit's got one, Chicago, I think, still has one. They were used at back in the days. Excuse me.
I guess there's one in Brooklyn, it looks like, which I have not been to.
Well, they were the home of vaudevillians and also the movies. When talkies came in 1929, these theaters were all built before that, and they used to have a big organ on the stage. And the organ master would be over to the left-hand side, and so they'd have the silent movies on the screen. And over, that's why if you look at the Fox Theaters, they have, usually the organ is still there someplace in the theater, or the pipes from the organ are there. And the organ master was sitting there playing music to whatever was going on the screen. And he didn't have a music book in front of him. He was just sitting there playing, you know, finding the right notes for suspense and for laughter and for sadness. And, you know, you can probably find some audio around online if you look for it. Carol loves to do this when we're talking about things like this. You can probably find some audio that would connect you to that experience. Very cool experience, anyway.
So that's they're also very ornate, right? Because they were all built in the 20s, so they're very beautiful inside, from what I'm reading.
Yep. Okay, in a moment, we're going to work on your holiday meals, holiday recipes. And for those of you who have the same interest as Victoria and I do, I don't know about Kara, but Victoria and I are talking about the things we're going to make or eat for the holidays. Unfortunately, Victoria's on a very sparse diet. Excuse me, at the moment.
Well, that'll end before Thanksgiving. I'll get to eat a regular Thanksgiving meal.
All right, so there you go. Here's something you should have with every meal. At least one, if not two, capsules of Texas Superfoods Complete Organic Combination, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, all picked at their peak of performance. They are prepared. They are dried and powdered, put into a capsule, or you can use what comes out of. They have a little container that has these 55 fruits and vegetables in them, all in powder form. And they have a probiotic as well that you can mix with it. It's really a fabulous way to enhance your immune system in a time when it's important. You're going to be traveling. You're going to be around strange people. You're going to be in different circumstances. So you need to tune up your immune system, and this is the best way to do it. Get ready for the holidays with a stronger sense of your own strength and health and well-being with a strong immune system. And that's what Texas Superfood's all about. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, available now. Go to texassuperfood.com/Doug.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Healthy holiday recipes, a focus of Dr. Mike Rousseau, who is known for transforming very complex nutritional concepts into practical nutritional habits. I like his unique approach. Even though it's all about science, It's about practical nutrition, which is something we need more of a focus on. Dr. Mike, welcome in here. Where do we get started as far as, I'm looking at some of the books here that you've written, The Pillars of Nutrition, Ultimate Book of Smoothies, that's a good place to start. Smoothies. How do we make sure the smoothies that we love are going to be good for us?
Yeah, hey, Doug, thanks for having me. I think it's important when you're making a smoothie and you want to make sure you're doing it in good ways, you got to be careful about added sugars. And oftentimes people will just pile in all kinds of things, and they have a lot of added sugar, and they don't really, appreciate, that just because it's blended in a smoothie doesn't make it good. It makes make it good for you.
But how do you get the taste, the flavor? This is what turns people on. People are going to buy and eat and drink what it is that tastes good. So how do we get these things like smoothies to taste good without them being bad for us?
Yeah, well, I think the key is you start with really good ingredients. So one of my favorite things to add to smoothies are sweet cherries. And so maybe you picked, people have picked some sweet cherries or had them
Yum.
From the summer. They could be frozen or dried, or even if you have them canned, now's a great time that you can pull those out and you can really tap into the flavor and the nutrients that they're going to bring. So adding something like sweet cherries, which aren't going to have any added sugars, the dried ones have no added sugars, it's just the cherries. You can add that. That's going to give you a lot of flavor and a lot of nutrition. So some of the benefits you get from sweet cherries are, things like they're anti-inflammatory. So they actually work in your body the same way, fighting inflammation, like ibuprofen would. They can also, because of those anti-inflammatory properties, they can help fight chronic inflammatory diseases, things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and arthritis. When we're talking about added sugars or lots of sugar, a problem there is, you can kind of send your blood sugar on a roller coaster ride, right? So you want to have lower glycemic foods, which have a less of an impact on your blood sugar. And sweet cherries are a low glycemic food, so they're really good, good in that sense as well. So you can put them in smoothies. If you're preparing stuff for the holidays, you could add them to like a cranberry sauce. You can use it as a glaze on meats. I like them on yogurt with a little bit of granola. So there are a variety of ways that you can use sweet cherries in your diet to tap into that great flavor, but also that great nutrition.
All right. So besides cherries, what else? I'm with you on that, by the way. I love cherries. They're so much fun. I don't know. There's something about them that's fun. But what other recommendations do you have for us as far as being smart about what we eat and making sure we focus on healthy holiday recipes?
Well, the other thing, that can throw people off during the holidays is food preparation and just being organized and finding easy ways to prepare food. And sometimes healthy foods, it can get confusing. So one of my favorite tools in the kitchen is Reynolds parchment paper. And this parchment paper has this smart grid. So Reynolds is the only company that has parchment paper with this grid line design. And so it allows you to easily cut the parchment paper to fit any pan. I know we're talking about like really healthy stuff, but I like to do healthy cookies with my kids. And the smart grid allows you to line up the cookies perfectly so they bake really well. It's food safe, so you can roast vegetables up to 425 degrees. It's compostable, so it's really just a great product.
Great. If you need extra fixings, where do you go? What do you recommend for extra fixings?
So for extra fixings, I love a good salad. And Fresh Express is one of my go-tos because they have these chef-inspired restaurant salad kits. So they make delicious salads really easy. They have two new ones, a classic Caesar salad and a pumpkin panzella salad. That has a great blend of arugula and baby kale. You can get these in the produce section of just about any grocery store. They're
Super.
Delicious. They're easy. You just mix and serve.
Dr. Mike Roussel's website, livestrong.com. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free
shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Now 53 past the hour. Who doesn't recognize the theme from Ghostbusters? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with an update on, well, you may think this is a new Ghostbusters movie with the original cast. Chuck is going to allay any fears that you might have that Harold Ramis come back from the dead to be in Ghostbusters 3. But there is another one planned, Chuck, you say, right?
Well, the reason we play the music, because, one, it's a pretty good song sung by Ray Parker Jr. back in 1984. But Dan Aykroyd once again gave a news release yesterday that a third entry in the original Ghostbusters franchise will be produced, and his script is being currently in development. Says that he, Ernie Hudson, and even Bill Murray will return for a third entry in the original franchise. I don't believe it. He said this many a times. I have to see it to believe it. Well, of course they'll show up. The question is, will Bill Murray has been resistant to coming back to this franchise in the original form. He did make a cameo as a ghost in the female incarnation 2 years ago, which I actually thought was really good, polarized the fan base, and made money, but didn't make enough money for Universal to get overly excited about bringing back the cast of Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and Kate McKinnon. I think Kate McKinnon is a really talented comedian. She has not become a household name in film, but I think she's really, really good. I think the mistake that they made when they did that female-oriented Ghostbusters film is not casting Sandra Bullock, because if I think they cast Sandra Bullock as the main Ghostbuster, I think we would have seen the sequel to that film. But I do believe this franchise as a whole is very viable, and there's not a doubt in my mind. In some form, we will still see Ghostbusters in the movies down the road. So I just don't know if it's going
to
be.
Did they pitch the job to Sandra Bullock and she said no? Or they want to pay her? Or what? Why did you come up with Sandra Bullock's name?
It just seems like a no-brainer to get her.
She did a movie with Melissa McCarthy about two cops, and
terrible
it was good.
Heat.
Well, it was good because it was the two of them became friendly, apparently, and they've been trying to figure out how to work together again. And so this.
But I think she probably said no to it because she was already signed up to do Ocean's 8, and why would you want to sign up to do two revival franchise movies in like 1 year?
Yeah, but I mean,
but
the other thing, like Doug says, is it the money? Well, when you have a franchise as big, paying her $15-20 million is not a big deal. Once the movie hits overseas, it's well worth it for the studio to fork up the big bucks for A-list talent. So we'll see. But anyway, I just want to point out the Ray Parker Jr. song. You know, back in the day when MTV was the big thing, and Friday Night Videos, which aired on ABC, this movie Ghostbusters got so much free publicity off that video. It was one of the great videos of all time, and it aired over and over and over, and that really fueled its box office, and it was the number two grossing film back in 84.
All right. Good job, Chucker. I see that James Cameron, talking about Avatar, the sequels, has reached a major mile. They've completed most of the photography with the main cast members. So when is this supposed to be in the theaters? A year from now?
Yeah, I guess they shot three movies back to back to back
at once,
which is a cost-saving measure. I always said that I think James Cameron, who directed Terminator 2, The Abyss, True Lies, and then also Avatar, is one of the very best directors in the history of movies, specifically action-oriented stuff. I know, of course, Titanic won the Oscar for Best Director. So I have to have faith that he knows what he's doing. Why he's put his eggs all in this one Avatar basket, I just don't feel the general public, even though that film made a ton of money, is clamoring for a bunch more Avatar movies. But I have a feeling he's going to do something very inventive, visionary, and groundbreaking in terms of effects in these films, not a doubt in my mind.
Well, he's very good when it comes to the special effects anyway, isn't he?
No doubt. He's a great director. He's a good storyteller. One other thing, if you saw Disney released the 2.5-minute trailer to Tim Burton's live-action version of Dumbo yesterday on the Internet. It stars Colin Farrell, Danny DeVito, and Michael Keaton. And the emotion that they get out of this trailer is going to make this a must-see movie. It's a really, really good trailer that really makes
sort of Dumbo the elephant?
Yes.
Really?
And it's CGI. The elephant's really appealing in this trailer. This movie's going to
make I'll fall in love with the elephant. That's what you're saying.
You will. You will. I don't know about Victoria and Cara, but you will.
I will. Nothing like a good big animal to give a hug to. What do you know about the movie Wildlife? With
Jake the only thing I know about it is we booked it at the theater I'm involved in this Friday. It's directed by Paul Dano, his first directorial debut. I've met Paul twice. He's an awesome guy, and I wish him nothing but the best of luck.
All right, so it'll be interesting to see. It's kind of looks like a downer, family in turmoil stuff. 59 past the hour in the DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.